From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyanese government signs an agreement with an American company as the bauxite industry moves into private ownership. Belize and Guatemala set to meet soon for talks over territorial dispute. And recession on the economic front could be keeping British holidaymakers away from the Caribbean this summer.
At the end of December for summer 90, we'd sold just under 10,000 holidays, so therefore we were reflecting nearly 50% downturn in business.
Georgia Markle of Air Tours. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Guyana government has signed an agreement with the US-based Reynolds International Company in a joint venture bauxite mining project. The venture will mean an investment of around $25 million. The signing of the agreement was announced at a news conference a short while ago. Our Georgetown correspondent Sharif Khan was there.
The Guyana government and the American Reynolds Metals Company today signed an agreement which could see the firm returning in a big way in bauxite here. The agreement could see Reynolds sharing in a 50-50 joint venture in the eastern bauxite belt of the country. The broadheads of agreement will allow the two parties to study how the joint venture will work. But President of Reynolds, Mr. Randolph Reynolds, says it could mean renovation and investment by his company. Reynolds once owned the Burmese bauxite operations it is now getting back. But Deputy Prime Minister Hasman Paris asked if government was handing over the industry to the Americans, says this is not accurate. The Reynolds boss, who traveled here for the signing, calls it a kind of marriage. Reynolds is already investing about $40 million in a bauxite mine development scheme here, and government is also talking with the Canadian Alcan Company about its taking stake also in the bauxite industry. Sharif Khan, Georgetown for BBC Caribbean Report.
Talks between Britain, Belize and Guatemala to focus on the long-standing territorial dispute are expected to take place sometime later this month. The two countries have already had preliminary talks held 3 weeks ago in British Honduras. And today I asked former Prime Minister of Belize, Manuel Esquivel, who's expected to be at the talks, whether Britain will also be represented.
I would not imagine so, because these are purely political talks at the moment. You know that we have set up a joint commission with the three countries, and they have been... There's been an ongoing negotiation now for over 2 years. But we had felt, certainly while we were still in government, that they had reached a point where some political decisions needed to be taken, and hence the desire of both sides to shift to the political level, and hence the first meeting in Honduras. And a great deal of progress has been made. But when the talks resume at the official level, it will be because the necessary political decisions have been made as to how to proceed. And at that stage, Britain will once more be involved, fundamentally as an advisor to the Belize government.
You say a lot of progress has already been made. There were two main issues that Guatemala wanted settled, one being the cession of land, and also they wanted access to the Caribbean through Belize. How much progress has been made on those issues?
Well, I think that when the commissions were set up, there were certain broad principles agreed to at the time, and one of the most fundamental from our points of view, and this was between the then foreign ministers of Belize and Guatemala, was that the question of territorial cession would not be on the agenda. So the talks have proceeded on that basis. However, with regard to the delineation of territory in the sea, that clearly is something that needs to be resolved. And I think the two governments are seeing eye to eye on much of the mechanics of going about delineating what will be the boundaries.
Are there any other issues that will be coming up for discussion which perhaps you could see there being some difficulty over?
Well, you will recall that when the commission was set up, there were three major areas of negotiation. The first being the question of the territorial limits of Belize and the recognition of our independence. The second was matters of mutual interest as far as security is concerned, which has not proved very difficult. But the third, which is some economic relationships between two countries, those remain largely just an outline form. And this, of course, is where Britain is most concerned, because certainly the Guatemalans would expect British participation in any economic treaties that might emerge from these negotiations.
Former Prime Minister of Belize, Manuel Esquivel, and talks between Belize and Guatemala are expected to take place sometime later this month. Now our roundup of activity on the financial markets in London today.